Hallo und herzlich willkommen, liebe Zuhörer. Wir senden hier live aus Deizisau zum allerersten Mal eine Audio-Live-Übertragung. Ja, kein Jahr ohne Neuerungen. Mein Name ist Georgios Zuleidis, ich gehöre zum Presseteam. Ich stelle euch meinen Gast vor. Ich habe einen Gast, das ist ein Großmeister aus Griechenland. Fünfmaliger griechischer Meister, Trainer, ganz bekannter Trainer. Und Spiridon Skembris aus Griechenland. Welcome, Spiro.
Hallo.
Er ist schon mit seiner Partie fertig, deswegen konnte ich ihn einladen zu dieser Sendung. Wir werden euch einfach mal ein bisschen was zu den Partien erzählen, die jetzt noch laufen an den ersten 8 Brettern. Die werden ja live übertragen. Ihr könnt die Partien live verfolgen, während wir euch was zu den Partien erzählen. Spiro, which game do you want to comment of the 8 games which are running right now, the first 8 boards?
The games are running and I just follow a bit the most of them, and the positions had been very interesting, I mean, just a little before. Now how I show some of the positions they take, some formation that I can say that somebody can win. I think Bakro escaped, I mean, from the difficulties what he had. Mm-hmm. But maybe we can have a look to see a little bit the game from Bakro and eventually some other of the games.
Okay, let's start with Marco Schleich against Etienne Bakro. Yes, Etienne chose a very sharp line with black because, of course, he wanted to win, I think.
Yes.
Against, theoretically speaking, a very weak opponent. From his point of view. Okay, we reach now the position after 24 moves. What do you think about
position? I followed this position from the very beginning because I was very, very curious. It was black decided to play the system, how you say in German, Nilpferd, hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus,
in Greek. Yes, yes. What is not at all innocent. It's a very dangerous opening because you can transform a lot of different positions. First of all, black just... develop the pieces, and he tries later to make some breaks. Of course, in hippopotamus, in the most of the cases, the black king stays in the center for a long time, and this is the danger. And something like this happened, but I think that later Bakro managed somehow to cover his king and to stay with a pawn more. Now the position what they have now in the board, it's better for black. I think that he will not have questions to win this.
Mm-hmm. He's a pawn up, and yes, I think he's a much better player.
You know, I think that somewhere in 15th move. After queen takes c5, here is a critical position. I think that white here has compensation for the pawn. The question is in which way he can get the compensation, because sometimes it can be tactical solutions like to take on g6 or to take on e6. Also the king is in the center, the knight to go to e4, and of course this is a good choice for a very strong over 2700 player to play against a weaker player, you know. I think knight e4 it was okay.
Let's something explain for our guests. Ich hoffe, ihr versteht ihn alle ganz gut auf Englisch. Klar, er kennt kein Deutsch, also wir müssen es auf Englisch machen. Ihr könnt natürlich die Züge auf dem Board natürlich einfach nachspielen, in dem Moment, wo er was sagt, zum Beispiel jetzt 15. Dame c5, Springer c4, das könnt ihr alles wunderbar nachspielen auf der Webseite, wo wir die Live-Übertragung haben. Okay, let's go on.
Yes, I think here after bishop takes e4, what black played,
yeah.
I think better for my opinion it was to try to take with the bishop on e4, and this probably has compensation for the pawn, because it's not so simple to take on e4,
yeah.
Because the black king really is going to have troubles after knight takes e4 and he has to move the rook, but the question is where to move the rook, because queen d7 and queen d8 there are some threats.
Okay.
Also, I think anyhow after bishop takes e4, probably he has to take. Probably he has to take. Also this.
Okay, maybe you can play rook b8 or something.
No, he cannot. After bishop takes e4, he cannot play knight takes.
No.
Knight e4 is mate. It's yes. Queen d7, queen takes f7. So he must
rook b8 or something.
Yeah, but rook b8, yes, to try to play something like that. Mm. And now still the king is in the center.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, but somehow he escaped this position, and now he.
And now he is in a good way to win, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's have a look at another interesting game. What I saw online, I have several experiences myself in this game with Nidic. I think once we played also very similar line like this. It's a position is very difficult always for Black. White gets some small positional, let's say, game, and okay, Nidic tried to do this on that direction, but maybe. Maybe Black for the moment defended, and the game has to go on. It's not very clear yet. Not very clear.
Also, wir sprechen gerade hier über die Partie Nidic gegen Jan Pribe. Nidic wählte eine recht ruhige Variante gegen die sizilianische Verteidigung mit Läufer b5. Und ja, die Partiebewertung bewegt sich nicht wirklich, bewegt sich sehr moderat immer, zugunsten von Nidic vielleicht. Leichter Vorteil, aber so minimal, dass man jetzt nicht sagen kann, dass er schon gewonnen hat. Genau das hat auch Spiridon jetzt gerade gesagt auf Englisch. Okay, what do you say about the current position? Right now we have now reached move 34 in this game.
Okay, I think that is a little bit preferable for the white, but the game goes on, you know.
Okay, maybe some other question to this game. Finish very early your game, really. Weaker opponents, how do you go into these games? How do you concentrate? Because normally you...
The first round always is a very, very difficult round for a lot of reasons. First of all, especially in this fantastic, festival with so many, many, many participants. I think it's over 700, yes, this year.
Yes.
So it's clear that, always... Because they come and they come more and more players, you cannot leave them out. So the first round always starts a little bit later. Always, this is very natural. Of course, here it was a record; it was not so much late. But you have anyhow to be before the starting time, and you get a little bit tired. And in the first rounds, everybody has ambitions and play optimistic. Somehow the psychology of everybody is good, so they try to play their best. So sometimes you can see really fights with a lot of difference in the elo, but in the end the final result to lay clearly, let's say, on some technical question or in some time trouble to the better players. I had the same yesterday. I had very, very, very hard and difficult, let's say, game. And in the end, my opponent had very, very little time. Just 20 minutes to finish the game. On this moment, I have an exchange up. It was... but I'm not sure an exchange up, and it was the material rook and bishop and pawn against knight, bishop and pawn, but somehow he blundered. It was possible to take my bishop, and I'm not sure if he did this if I can win the end game. Ripka evaluated, but this is okay, some weaknesses from the computers sometimes, 3 points something for me, but I'm not sure that it was winning if he played correct the end game. So after this hard game yesterday, I had a little more time to prepare, and even if I played a better player, let's say today, I had the white pieces and quite nice preparation, and I won very easy game.
Okay, which game we should look now? What do you think?
Let's have a look how is the position from Erdos? Erdos gives me very, very good impressions. Let's say, I mean, also last year I saw him. He's fighting. I mean, he tries to keep the fire on the board. Let's have a look. Mahir is better. The position what they have now after 27th move, I think Black has an advantage.
His pieces are much better, maybe.
Yeah, not only the pieces. The white king is not so good, and black controls yes, a lot of squares.
Okay, but let me ask you, what happens now? Right now, e5 is threatening the bishop on f6. Looks somehow strange. What is black playing now?
I don't know. Maybe there can be a lot of moves. Let's say I can very serious think to take with the knight, maybe on e5. Pawn takes and bishop takes, and now somehow it's necessary to protect
the knight on a1.
Yes.
Very silly knight, maybe on a1.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Look, if you have, a knight in A1, and also later the g3 pawn is under attack. So
yeah.
I think
he just takes now.
He just takes tactically.
Yeah. Okay. Also ihr werdet was verstanden haben. Wir sind bei der Partie Durati gegen Erdos und Zug 27. Weiß hat E5 gespielt und wahrscheinlich kann Schwarz jetzt mit dem Springer einfach auf E5 wegnehmen und der F-Bauer nimmt wieder, Läufer nimmt wieder auf E5 und dann hängt sowohl A1 der Springer, dieser seltsame Springer auf A1, der da gestrandet ist, aber auch der Bauer G3 hängt auch, meinte Speedo. Also Schwarz steht hier besser, meinte Speedo.
Let's have a look, you know, in which game. I like to see the game from Baramidze.
Baramidze, yes.
Yes, this game, it was a classical Spanish, and it's a line which... Okay, I never understood very, very, very well to play this line in Spain, but my friend Bettina Trabert plays always this position with quite good results. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, looking with her, I saw a lot of ideas, but I never make them to work in practice when I tried it myself. So, I like the way how Black played, let's say, the whole game. I mean, now... It's
a strange position.
But it's a little bit preferable, I suppose, for the black. Maybe still it's going to be a fight, but it's preferable.
Now you took on h3 in the last move with his bishop to free up his rook on b8, and then he wants to take on c2, maybe the bishop.
Yes, this is the idea, and I think, and how I see, let's say, the pieces, the knight on c5 is quite strong.
Yes.
After taking the bishop on c2, the e4 can be sometimes under question.
Mm-hmm.
And also the white king is going to be a little bit under question. And the knight on f3. So I don't know what can be the best move for white. To take or not to take.
But a very difficult position right now. And very unclear.
But
they reached move 38, so it's not really time trouble. So let's see what happens in the next moves, and nothing is decided here. You mentioned your partner in life, Bettina Trabert. Very known German woman grandmaster.
Yes.
And this is, of course, also one reason why you are many times in Germany.
And one reason that I hope the next time when we make something from the radio to speak a little bit German. For the moment, I understand German, but I cannot speak. You know, by the way, we have a son, 13 months, and I have to learn, German to speak also with him. Yes. So this is the reason that Bettina didn't play the two last years. Yeah. I hope Simon Maximilian Schembris.
No Greek name?
Simon is also in Greek.
Really?
It's the only name what we found that it's the same. Simon and Simon is both languages. So... I hope that he will play chess, because my daughter didn't want to play really chess. I have a daughter from my first marriage, she 15 years old, and she never liked it, so much to play, but I hope that Simon...
Okay, but how do you manage it? I mean, you live normally in Greece, Bettina lives in Germany, so...
Yes, we live, I have, my home is in Corfu, normally I live there, but the last time it became very, very, very hard and very difficult, the situation in my country. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure that you follow a lot. We have a lot of strikes. I mean, let's say everything works very difficult. So if we need, for example, for the child to have a doctor, we must see not to have strikes. Mm. Or they don't accept the insurances anymore. I mean, so at least here you are a lot better in this. I have my own, let's say, experience. And this is the reason, I mean, that... and it's not so bad because I see some other culture than the Greek culture. But okay, I mean, it's interesting.
So you are playing... quite a lot of tournaments in Germany. But Wiese, for example, you played also?
Long time ago I played Bad Wiese. Now, the last year, I played a very nice tournament in Augsburg when I got an invitation, and in Bad Wörishofen. And this is my third tournament, let's say, what I play this year. But I play also with my team for Freiburg. We played in Landesliga.
Landesliga, okay.
But quite strong opponents on the first board, yes. So, and I do also some training for the club and some people. This is for the moment what I'm doing.
Okay, let's go back to the games.
Yeah, let's see, we have something new.
Okay, Bakro is nearly winning right now, maybe?
Yeah, I think now it's...
it's White's turn. Oh, many pieces are hanging. So the queen is attacked, the rook is attacked, under attack, and he has still a pawn up, so quite winning position for black right now, seems to me.
Yeah. And now he's winning.
Yeah. Okay, there's one game we didn't have a look at all. It's Grandmaster Yemelin against Sebastian Mür.
Yes.
This is also a very interesting position.
This is, I think, White has much more than compensation. I mean, he sacrificed a pawn, and now maybe he's nearly winning for...
yes, he's a piece down.
A piece down, but I don't see in which way Black can develop his the pieces, you know.
Yeah.
I just see he threatens to double the rooks and...
Okay, something like... Okay, but let's... It's move 21. Yemelin has only 4 minutes left.
But it's not possible to play, for example, now knight b6 because rook takes b6.
Ah, very interesting. Queen c6, maybe.
Queen c6, yes, but in this case, maybe queen c6
rook
can
b1.
Double. Yes, rook b1 and the same questions. Queen c6, of course, doubles the rooks. It's not... any direct threat. The question is...
yeah, what does black?
What does black, yes. Yeah. And I don't see how black can improve.
Okay, queen c6 was the last move?
Yes, we expect this.
Yeah, we expect... yeah.
Now... okay, I think to double the rooks or even to play... even to play
c4...
C4, yeah. Even to play C4, not to leave any square. I don't see what can really black.
Okay, black's idea is maybe knight b6 now.
Knight b6, after c4, knight b6, queen takes a7.
Ah,
it's mate on b8.
Yeah.
You're
right.
Yeah, so I think c4. Yeah, the question is the little time what white has in the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And they have many moves. Because I think if he doubles the rook, maybe anyhow black has to play c4. Just to open a little bit space for the pieces. But after c4, I don't see. The queen never can go away. After, let's say, after doubling the rooks, the queen cannot...
Yes, and the bishop on f8 and the rook on h8, they are not really developed, and it's very difficult for black to find any move here.
What is wrong with queen c6? Let's have a look.
I don't know. Ihr müsst natürlich auch, ihr könnt auch beachten, zum Beispiel bei den Zügen wird immer eine Stellungsbewertung angegeben. Die Stellung wird natürlich von einer starken Engine im Hintergrund analysiert. Es ist natürlich aber so, dass die Engine natürlich auch ein bisschen Zeit braucht, manchmal damit die Evaluierung auch hundertprozentig korrekt ist. Die Engine gibt jetzt zum Beispiel an, dass Dame C6 ein grober Fehler ist Und wir beide rätseln jetzt so ein bisschen, warum. Weil die Züge werden natürlich nicht angezeigt. Wir haben auch keine Engine parallel am Laufen. Wir versuchen natürlich, durch unsere Spielstärke die Partien zu kommentieren und nutzen natürlich keine Engines.
Yeah.
Why is it a big mistake? I don't see now what happens. Rook b1 maybe? Just doubling?
I don't see after c4.
Ah, c4 he plays now. Okay.
Yeah, I don't...
Okay, but this can't be the...
The big feller got... Yes, but I think he doesn't after c4. It's a position is completely... killing.
Something like... Yeah.
Like what?
Stalemate, I don't know.
He can move his pieces. Look, rook e8 is not possible. The knight
nothing is possible.
Nothing is possible.
h5.
Yeah, maybe.
Somehow rook h6, or I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, also there are some other kind of questions. Let's say, also can be another way, rook e1 and rook e8 also is possible. Many moves. It's not easy, I mean...
Yeah. Also zurück nochmal zu den Bewertungen vielleicht. Ihr seht jetzt zum Beispiel nach C4 hat die Engine jetzt zeigt jetzt 0,42 an. Also nehmt das nicht immer hundertprozentig für voll. Das ist nur ein Richtwert, der natürlich nach einer gewissen Zeit erst hundertprozentig auch korrekt ist.
I don't know what we don't see because the machine says that it's a big mistake.
Yes, but it's I told to our listeners that the engine needs time. To evaluate the position correctly. So,
but the question is with what move?
So let's not look what the engine says. Just let's comment with our strength.
Let's try to find in this position with 1,000 of pieces what black can move.
Yeah, it's really difficult. Yeah, there's no really move. The H5 is the only move I see. I don't know. I have no idea.
But H5
with
hopes,
which idea? Yeah,
with hopes to come the rook on H6 and another hope, but still, okay, the rook can come to H6 but cannot go to F6, can go nowhere.
No, nowhere. No, there's no square left. Interesting.
What to play still?
Yeah. Let's maybe take a look at Nidic against Pribus. Something changed maybe. Many things
change.
All the rooks are from escaped from the
okay,
board.
Okay, this is better for the white. Clearly better because because the black king is very 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 weak.
Yes.
And despite the balances in the material, I think white has good chances to win this.
I think Nidic will win this. Yes.
Yeah, but it's difficult to protect the 5 pawn and also to protect the knight on c7, and I think this is a big advantage. Let's have a look when it changed. Let's go some moves earlier to see when it goes, let's say, how it changed the rooks, okay? Yeah?
Okay, f5. Maybe f5 was a bad move, because he's weakening his position.
Yes. Ah.
Okay, now, okay.
A weak pawn and yeah.
Yes, push. F5 was the bad move. Also 33. F5 war wahrscheinlich der Fehler bei Schwarz. Hat er einfach seine Position zu sehr geschwächt am Königsflügel, anstatt still zu halten. Etwas, was den meisten Schachspielern schwerfällt. Das weiß ich auch aus eigener Erfahrung. Danach hat sich die Position jetzt zu stark geschwächt am Königsflügel. Insbesondere der schwarze König ist sehr, sehr schwach.
Let's go back to Erdos to see what happened. We stay after E5. Did Erdos took on E5 or still is thinking?
Still is thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still thinking. Yes, I got an information about the game. Where were we? Yemelin against Mur.
Yes.
Yes, instead of c4... It would have been much better to play rook b1 to double the rooks with the idea knight queen ace e6.
Then threatening
rook b8 mate.
Yeah, but this finishes earlier the game.
Yeah, now black is...
it's mate.
Okay, es ändert sich im Endeffekt nichts, Sebastian.
I think also c4 it was killing move. He didn't have a move to play.
Yeah, it's just one of these positions which are... too difficult to defend for
very
the defender.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Practice, it's unbelievable.
From practical point of view, I think the human move C4 creative much more direct problems to black. He didn't have a move to play.
Yes, yes.
He wanted to play anyhow knight b6.
And he played now knight b6.
And queen a7, it's finished.
And it's finished,
yeah, now. It's...
Okay, Bakro won his game?
Yes, of course.
Yes, yes. Within, this is also a problem, I think, for weak players. When they have a weak position, they collapse many times, immediately, without defending his position.
Yeah.
Is it true?
Look, they don't collapse, let's say, immediately. They collapse because they found resistance and difficult... they are in front of difficult choices because the good player also in a very hard and difficult, let's say, positions find... you need to see deep, let's say, I mean, and to spend... I mean, energy and to find correct ideas. It's not so simple, you know, to play over 2,700 players.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, all the games look quite clear right now on the first
board. Knight is, I think, he will win.
Yeah.
Erdos, okay, we're waiting to see if he will take
on
E5,
on
E5, or he wants to play something else.
The only game which is a little bit unclear is board 8, Brodbeck against Baramidze, still.
we expected this. Okay.
He's a pawn up white, but he has a weakened position.
Yes. But the game
still unclear, very unclear.
Very unclear.
Yeah, very unclear.
The game goes on.
Yeah.
Yes. Black has for sure a compensation for the pawn.
Yes, yes.
Because the strong knight.
F5 is also a possibility.
F5 is also a possibility. And I think the question is if Black can also use the other knight from h7 if he can bring also somehow the knight also to the game after. But this still is the game goes on.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting.
Yes, the game goes on.
So, Spiro, there's only 2-3 minutes left for our little show here. What are you doing right now in the? After you finish your game very early, now the next round starts at 3:00. What are you doing all the time?
First of all, I look a little bit in the games because I'm curious and very interesting. I saw also, I mean, they played a lot of interesting positions. I made the last time some opening articles from the Chess Base magazines. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I follow also games what they are in the openings what I analyze see the differences. So I want probably to take some of them, they have something interesting in new to analyze, to put on Chess Base online. I mean, as an update to my openings reports, what I did. So, and I look a little bit chess because, you know, always, even if you are a grandmaster in this, I mean, chess is a very, very beautiful and creative game, and I like chess. I still play chess because I enjoy it, you know.
Yes, so, okay. Do you prepare before the next round?
If the games they finished and somehow we have a little bit of time, the preparation, what I want to do is to go a little bit to the hotel to rest one hour, if it's possible. I mean, because here you need to have very good physical condition, you know. This is really a sport. I mean, to play double rounds, you need to have very much power and energy. And
yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any goal for this tournament, or do you just play because you want to play a nice tournament?
Yes. The last times I mean... I found again something interesting in playing chess, not only training in this. So I improved a little bit my elo. I have also some more running elo points. Again, I played some interesting games, and I want to be a little bit prepared for the summer. In the summer, my team Cavalla are going to fight for the championship, and I'm going to have tough games there, and also. I have probably to play two tournaments. Maybe I go to Creta in two summer tournaments because of my daughter. She likes also to. She met some friends. In the chess field.
How old is your daughter?
15, and she 15, asked. Okay. She asked me yes when she finishes the school. That she likes also, by the way, 1.5 years ago she learned to play chess and now she's 1,700 something. Yes, okay. And because she met some friends, she likes very much to go. And of course, I have to take her. And for this I have to play. But, you know, to play this very strong opens, you know, you need to have some practice. So yes, for me, it's a good tournament here. Even here, I have to thank Sven Ops that he invited me because I asked him really very, very, very late. And the reason it was that last Wednesday I make a small operation and I didn't know clearly how I'm going to feel. But it was okay and.
Okay,
I'm here.
Very nice that you're here, Spiro. And okay. Very nice that you attended your little radio show. Thank you very much. Liebe Leute, schön, dass ihr eingeschaltet habt. Das war Spiridon Skemblis aus Griechenland. Ich hoffe, ihr habt ihn verstanden. Er hat noch ein bisschen was über Griechenland erzählt, über Turniere, Sommerturniere auf Kreta, wo er mit seiner Tochter spielen wird. Und seine Tochter hat immerhin 1700, 15 Jahre alt. Also nicht nur eine 15-jährige Tochter, sondern einen kleinen Sohn auch. Schön, dass ihr eingeschaltet habt. Unsere nächste Sendung wird es um 20 Uhr heute Abend geben, auch wieder eine halbe Stunde. Dann werden die Partien allerdings auch schon größtenteils beendet sein. Das heißt, ich werde auch wieder einen Gast präsentieren können. Dann denke ich mal dann auf Deutsch. Ich hoffe trotzdem, dass ihr es alles verstanden habt. Auf unserer Webseite, der offiziellen Webseite des Neckar Opens, könnt ihr auch gerne Kommentare hinterlassen zur Radiosendung, was euch gefallen hat, was euch nicht gefallen hat. Mir hat es auf jeden Fall Spaß gemacht. Es war für mich auch eine Premiere. Das erste Mal, dass ich eine Radiosendung mache. Video habe ich schon häufig gemacht, aber Radio zum ersten Mal. Ich fand Spiridon Skemblis war ein super Gast. Okay. Thank you again, okay. Spiridon, for attending the show. Leute, schaltet wieder ein, schaut euch die Live-Übertragung an, geht auf die Webseite und heute Abend 20 Uhr wieder einschalten. Danke euch.